Parshas Lech Lecha. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishnah Gimel, Asora Nisyonos Nisnasa Avraham Avinu. There's a whole process over here of Nisyonos. Avraham Avinu's Nisyonos are supposed to bring him HaKoyach El HaPoyel. The Nisyon brings out what you're supposed to bring out. The emesis, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Eila Tova Shemayim Va'aretz Bihi Bar'om. Bihi Bar'om already is the Oisius of Avraham. Mitchilas Habriya already. It was Mutba that there's supposed to be Bihi Bar'om. There's supposed to be an Avraham who's supposed to bring out the Nisyonis. What would be if he wasn't Oymed B'Nisyon? What was supposed to happen? There's Bechira. The Medrash says on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Achois Lonu Ketano V'Shadayim Ein Lo. And the Medrash Darshan is going on Avraham Avinu far than Nisyonis. And Ma Nasal Achoseinu, what will be? Im Choyma, the Pasuk continues, Im Choyma hi, Nivna Aleh Tiras Kesef, Takif, Avraham Avinu will be Oymed Ketchoyma B'tzura, by Nisyonis, or custom, the Medrash is talking about, and who are in the process of the Hemshon of the Nisyonis. And if not, Im Delas hi, Nitzor Aleh Locheres, if not, not. This was make it or break it time. This, the Nisyon of Avraham Avinu was Takif, this process of Bihi Barom, to bring out Me'akoyach El Apoyel, what he's supposed to do, and eventually create a Klal Yisrael. Now the Gemara darshens it on Achois Lano Katano V'Shadayim Ein Lo. The Sfasema says, what does it mean, Shadayim Ein Lo? He says, every year it has twice the Shem Shakai. So Shadayim is twice Shakai. By Bris Mila, we know Avraham Avinu eventually was told, Anikel Shakai, his Halach Lefonai. That's Bris Mila. And then there's Bris Haloshin, which is Torah, which is also the Koyach of Shem Shakai. Avraham Avinu didn't have this. He was Shadayim Ein Lo. He was Boicher to go after HaKadosh Baruch when he didn't have this smile yet. Well, still, so does the Yidua. There's an interesting story with the Yeshuas Yankiv. The Yeshuas Yankiv once said a shir, a gevaldik shir, and with a pilpul, with a all kind of binyanim, and someone was hacking him during the shir, and you saw that there was a malumid, and the guy knew what he was talking about. And afterwards, this person came over to the Yeshuas Yankiv. He says, you should know, I enjoy the shir, I like learning, but I'm an apikoyres gomer. I don't believe in anything. So the Yeshuas Yankiv looked at him and says, bring the Rambam! And he brings the Rambam Mada, opens it up, Hilchis, the Unfang, the Rambam, Hilchis Yisoyde Torah. State the Rambam, the Ladas, Shiesh, Kale. The Raivid Ding Zechnish. Kesef Mishnah Ding Zechnish. Lechem Mishnah. The Hago Yismai Mini. What's the Shaila Bechlau? Avraham Avinu didn't have that Rambam. Yeah, we do. That was the time of the Yeshuas Yankiv. Of Avraham Avinu is Fardem. Avraham Avinu was the one that was Boicher. He was the one that was boyfriend. Now there's a process of the Nisyonis. The parasha starts with Lech Lecha, with Avraham being 75 years old, but we have to realize it goes back much before the Torah of Meram is in a few places that there was a Nisyon called Or Kastin, which is prior to this. I would even venture to say if the Asorah Nisyonis, the Sfarim explain a parallel to Basorah Mamoris Nivra Oilom and to the Aseres Adibrois, you know, but in the Asorah Mamoris to Nivra Oilom, there's really only Teisha Mamoris. Bereishis Nami Maimer. It stands out as a pre-Slav. Aseres Adibris also, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, stands out as a pre-Slav of even before. The process of the Aseres Nisyonis also, it's even before. You know, by Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Hoitzei Si, Chomeres Mitzrayim, and over here it's Asher Hoitzei Si, Me'or Kastin. The Or Kastin was mamash the erste Slav of Avraham Avinu. And we said, already it was Mutma Bereishis. It says, Bihi Barom. The Medrash says also in the Bereishis, "Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer." That's Oyer of Or Kastam of Avraham Avinu, and that's where it starts. The parasha though starts with Lech Lecha. It's interesting though. There's a Gemara in Brachos that you make Brachos when you see various places where Nisan happened, and it says if you see the Guv Harayis, Guv Harayis is from Daniel, or you see the Kivshon Ha'esh. Rashi says of Chanani, Mishol of Azariah, you make a bracha. She'asa nisim la'viseinu v'mokam hazeh. The Rishash over the Shtel, and some other Rishash also Shtelan over there. Why is it going on the Kifshon Eish of Chanani, Mishol of Azariah? Let it go on the Kifshon Eish of Or Kastin. Who says it's not going on Or Kastin? And a Yediya, the Rashbam in Bava Basra, the Tzadi Aleph, over there it mentions Or Kastin. And over there the Rashbam, Agav Orchis says, V'zeh Or Kastin, Shehuskar b'gemara b'brachas, Shetzarech l'varech. She'asa nisim la'viseinu Or Kastin. Rashi. The Rambam, even Lahalocha and Shulchan Aruch, so when they bring it, they bring Lehedia. It's Mashma, the Rambam, that was his Girsa. When you see the Kipshon Eish of Mishchanani, Mishol of Azariah, Kenzayin, because the Rambam's Girsa was, you make a bracha, She'osa Nisim La Tzadikim. Over here we say, She'osa Nisim La Avoseinu. If it's going on Avraham, it makes more sense to say La Avoseinu. Also, it could be Fakert. If you see the one of Orkastin, it's not a chiddush you make a bracha. We're all yoytzei chalotzav of Avraham Avinu. So Avadi, you make a bracha on an ace where the Elta Zeidu was. The chiddush was even on Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria. Not everyone is yoytzei chalotzav of Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, of Daniel. For them, you have to make out the bracha. Now, the Nisayin of Lech Lecha starts talking about the Parsha, which is a Nisayin of later on, a later on stage. Avraham Avinu was ready, Hikr Bayra, he fought against the Avodah Zarah of Nimrod, went into Kibshon Ha'esh, but that's not what we're stressing over here. Over here we're stressing that Avraham Avinu, after he was Hikr Bayra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to go against what he thought he was doing. He was already trying to, right, he made Nefesh Asher Asu Bechor, and he was already, he had Moisdis. There was a whole system going on over here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to leave everything. That's a bazundar adarg of an asoyin of Lech Lecha. But it's interesting, in next week's parasha, at the culmination, according to some Rishonim, this is the 10th or maybe the 9th asoyin, is, again, there's a big machlekus Rishonim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Basar and asoyin is exactly how you count down to 10. There's various shittas in the Rishonim, the Bartanur, Rabbeinu Yoyin, Rashi, the Rambam, various other Mefarshim, HaMishnah there. What exactly is the 10? You can't have more than 10. If you want to add a certain one in, you have to take something else out. At the end, it has to add up to 10. There are those that say, well, Kastam is the first one, Lech Lecha is already the second one. Some say Akedah is the 10th, some say it's only the 9th, Kfura Sar is the 10th. But by the Nisayin of Akedah, it also says Lech Lecha. That's what the Lashon, we call this the Nisayin of Lech Lecha. By Akedah, it also says Lech Lecha, but the Medrash compares and contrasts that it's a different kind of Lech Lecha. The Lech Lecha of Akedah was a one-time thing, a tremendous utzma of a Nisayin, but it was to do a pula once, and that was it, you did it. The Lech Lecha of our parasha is an entire life. And that's bechlal, there's a yisoy, there's a difference between when a person has to do, sometimes to stand up and do something, he knows it's a 1 minute thing, but he knows he has to do it, and then there's the lech lecha of being moiser nefesh for something that's going to be a long term, spread out thing. The godlesses, the svarim say that it's v'ashem beirech es Avraham bakoil. Bakoil is beiz koil. Koil is the oisius of lech lecha. Side the lech lecha of Akedah, which was a one time thing, and side the lech lecha of Lech Lecha Me'artzach, which is a long, drawn-out thing. It's not Pashat, which is a harder Nisayim, which is an easier Nisayim. Each one has its Nakuda. The Rambam brings, on Avraham Avinu, talk even before Lech Lecha, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, the Rambam brings, Kivan Shenigmal Eison Zeh, Avraham Avinu is called the Eison, the strong one, and he was makir aloy ka'echad. Uben arboyim shona hikar Avraham es bayrei. There's a girsa in the Rambam. Uben arboyim v'shmoina hikar Avraham es bayrei. So there's a shayla on the girsa. Either he was 40 or 48 when he was hikar es bayrei. We know that he was 58 when Noach was nifter. Right? He was a ben Noach. Avraham Avinu was ben Noach, 58 when Noach, his elta zaydi was avek. But Hikar es Bayrei is either 40 or 48. As I state in Rambam. The Ravid argues, Afanar, the Ravid says no. Omer Avram, Yesha Goda ben Shalai Shonim, that he was only 3 years old. Shenemar, Ekev, Asher Shom Avram Bekoili, and Ekev is 172, and Avram Avinu lived 175 years, so he was Hikar Bayrei right at the age of 3. Now the emesis, it's a Machlekes in the Medrash Rabbah here. Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. And also the Gemara in the Darim brings that he was 3. So it's Taka Machlekes, whether he was 3 or 40 or 48. There's a mahalach, the Taichim in the Rambam, the Goyis Maimon, he already brings it, the Ali Shor, Volba brings this and Taiches it up, Archava. He says, it's not a stira. There was two stages in Avraham Avinu's process. Avada, the Rambam agrees that at 3, he was Yoda, b'moichoy, that is a Bayri Oilam. Or b'hikir, b'liboy, there's a big merchak between v'yodato hayoim and the merchak of ha'shivoy se'el of avecha. By Avraham Avinu, this merchak is 40 years. From 3 years old, till 40 or till 48. It's two different shlavim. There's Yoda, and then there's Hikar es Bayrei. Now, either it happened at 3 or at 48, but then he's being Nefesh Asher Asu B'charon, multitudes, but that's not where our story starts. Our story, as we said, starts when he's 75. Not when he, on his own initiative, was Makir Bayrei, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him, and he switches, and goes against what he was planning to do, what his tafnit was, he was Mavatel Ritzoynoi, Bibnei Ritzoyna Bayrei. That's within a sign of Lech Lecha, really shines through. And the pasuk says meforish va'avram ben chamesh shanim v'shivim shanam v'tzeisoy mecharon. It's interesting, in the Pirush Ibn Ezra was Avram Ibn Ezra. It's not an our prince, but in some of the old prints it had, the taka, that Ibn Ezra lived for 75 years, and they wrote in Parshas on this pasuk. But Avram ben Chamesh Avram, Ibn Ezra was Chamesh v'shivim shana b'tseisoy mecharon when he left this world b'charoin af, that he was nifter at the age of 75. B'derek Malitza or drash on the pasuk. And after he has this nesayin of lechel and he moves, then comes a rav, another nesayin. By he rav ba'aretz, like most rishonim, it counts as another nesayin. And Avram, after being told to go to Eretz Canaan, now has to leave. By yerid Avram etzrayim alagur sham ki chavet harav ba'aretz. The Ramban writes, afanart over here, that Avram Avinu, he says a lashon that was chait. Avayin asher chata ki ha'olikim ba'rav yivdenu mimavis. He shouldn't have left. Hashem gets a chait. It was rav chavet ba'aretz, but he shouldn't have left. Says the Ramban. We know a lot of things in Bereshit. There's a process for the Maisa office of the Labanim. It was a chait, Lashon of the Ramban, and this is why it was Nigzar to be in Mitzrayim. B'mokoyim ha-mishpat shoma horesha. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a whole shmuz on this Ramban. It's not so partial. It's mutter for someone to leave Eretz Yisrael, the Eis Rav. The Ramban, in Hilchas Melachim, when he talks about Asr Lotzis, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, and the Rambam brings from Machloin and Kilian that were killed. They left and nevertheless they were punished. The Ramban is saying over here also was a punishment on Avram. And he talks about it, but L'chayr, there's a deek in the Ramban. It's Ken Zayn. The Ramban is not so much stressing. We know there's theorists in Chazal. There's various other reasons why we were in the court. Habarzal of Mitzrayim. Could be why we're in a Golos Bechlal, the process of Klai Yisrael, the Tzuras Hadvarim of the process of Klai Yisrael's growth is through a Golos. The Ramban's lashon is b'mokayim hamishpat shama haresha. Maybe he's not saying this is why Klai Yisrael had to be in Golos. They would have had to be in Golos anyways. But why dafka Mitzrayim? Why dafka by Pari? They could have been in Golos somewhere else. Because he did a chait and went down to Mitzrayim b'mokayim hamishpat shama haresha. This the Ramban is being modest. This is why Mitzrayim was chosen as the Golos. I'll give you another dogma. The Gemara says in Soita that in the schar of Arba Psiyas that Pari went to Avram when he was dealing with Sarah, he was zeichesh in a shlab dubon of Arba Meyashona in Mitzrayim for Arba Psiyas. Again, I heard the pshat was not that that's why Mitzrayim, but that's why dafke him. It could have been the goal of Arba Meyashona would have been anyways. He was zeichesh to the Arba Meyashona is because of what he had done. Now they're going down to Mitzrayim and Avram Avinu says to Sarah, "Hine no yodati ki isha yifas mareot." Now he didn't know. First of all, there's a famous marsha, Baba Basha left the Zayin. The marsha asks, how could it be that Avram Avinu doesn't know? We know that Avram Avinu kayim kol ha-toyra kula. It's a Gemara in Yumadav Chavches, a Mishnah in the end of Kedushim. We're going to talk about a lot in the next few parshias. Bechlal, the idea of Avos, Avram Avinu and all the Avos kayim kol ha-toyra kula, the Shvatim also pashtas. And Bechlal, what's the status of the Avos and the Shvatim until Matan Torah? Do they have a din of a Ben Noach, of a Yisrael, a mixture of both? It's a famous, famous Shaila. The Prushas, the Rochim. Ba'arichos stells on this shayla, he makes it a machlekes achrayinim, and then as he furthers his cheker on this inyan, he makes it a machlekes rishayinim, and then a machlekes Yosef and the brothers, and it's a whole to do. But on the etzem nekuda, the marsha is going that l'chayr Avram Avinu kept the mitzvahs. That's a gemara in Yuma. Avram Avinu kain kol ha-terechula. Now there's a mishnah, there's a sugyan kedushin the beginning of the second parak. Osur la'adam l'kadosh isha ad shir ena. You have to look. So, how can it be that Avram Avinu was saying that he doesn't know? That's the kasha the Marsha asks. Now, the Emes Rashi already tells. Rashi says, obviously, it was already... No, so the Eretz Pshat Rashi brings Klar in Chumash Yerba'os. He didn't know Yadati. Al Achshav Lo Hikirbo. He never looked. He never had known. And on that Pshat about it is the Shtel. How can it be? But he was Mechoyiv to Meikar Adin. Avram Avinu can't call it the Rekuba. Rashi makes another Pshat. The Baracher, Minaga Oilam, is that the Tircha of the Derech is Moirit from the Yoifi. And he was oyven on this that her yoifi wasn't yorad on the biyofya. And pshuta shall make her Rashi brings a third shot. He always knew she was yofya. Actually, he gives hashah lidoik al yofya because we're going down to Mitzrayim and taka we saw kachav there was problems. Now to the gufa kash of the marsha, that how could it be that Avram Avinu kipshuta didn't know she was yofya? L'chayr he looked. Marsha says in a chenami he taka looked when they got married years before, but this was many years earlier. And by then she was a zakena, and he thought by then it changed. And then he says another teretz, which is a yesoid we're going to use a lot in these sugyas, come into kaparshas. The marsha is mechadish that Avram Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs when it says in Yuma, Chavches, Avram Avinu kain, kol ha-terekula, only started after the Bris Milah, when he was 100, and he was Netzav al Hamila. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Mishalich lefani ve'yitamim," and you're going to be mohol. And again, I don't know if it's mamish yid or a certain dinim. That's the process of Racham Shaila, but he started keeping the mitzvahs. So the process of Avraham Avinu keeping the mitzvahs only starts after Mila. This Etzem Yisoyed will answer many questions as the sugyas develop over the next few weeks. Let's start with the kasha of why wasn't Avraham Avinu mol atzmoy lefneichen? This is also a big shaila. It's this week's parasha. Avraham Avinu waited to be netzav lomol. On that, we have Toiv Terutzim, Toiv Gematria 17. We're not going to go through all of them. It's at the end of the parasha. We'll see how much we can get to. But this is about the Teretz Farzach. You can't ask that he should have been mal himself because he kept all the mitzvahs. He only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was Nitzav Lomel and then became a sort of quasi-Jew, partially a Yid, whatever. So it might be one of the Terutzim to that kasha, but it's also answering our kasha that Hitaka didn't look. When he married Sarah, Hitaka didn't look. He wasn't the Chayiv mitzvahs. This will also be the gay that Avraham Avinu married Hagar when he was 86. Hagar is a mitzris. It's usher to marry a mitzris. But again, he wasn't keeping the Torah then. Another big issue that the Ramban brings to answering various other kashas is that the Avos only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laretz. And you have to know, if they got married in Chutz Laretz, maybe it wouldn't be an issue.
So the Taisha wouldn't work in Mitzrayim. It happened to be usher to marry a mitzris. Anyways, she's not a mitzris. The whole reason is...
The Marsho has the kasha. The Marsho in Yevomis Tav Kuf. The Marsho that we quoted before was in Baba Basra, that design. The Marsho in Yevomis Tav Kuf asks the kasha, how did Avraham Avinu marry a mitzris? And he says, one of his terutzim is, Kafim Ashuk Asafti, the Baba Basra, that he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was Ma'alat Moed. The Marsho is Mitzayin himself, Lishi Tosoi. We'll answer other questions, but this the Marsho himself shtel them. Now, there's a chiddush from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa Ba'adam Echad, Shenosa Isha Gidemes. Someone married a woman who didn't have a leg. He did not even know that she was without a leg until the day she was Nifter, and the Mefarshim say then, because he was busy with the Tahara of the Kavura, and then he was Oymen on it. How could he not have known? Also, La'adam L'kadash Isha Isha Adshi Yirenu. Hagoyis Rabbi Yaakov Emden, on that Gemara, Hagoyis Yaakov, Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel, says, Mikan, if you're an Adam Tzanua B'yoyser and you know that you're never going to look and it's not going to affect you, then you're allowed to get married without looking. There's two nesvoyes to this. Either you know you'll never look, or you know that even if you'll eventually look, the Gemara says the problem is because Shemet Tezgana Alav and Bika'obra Al-Bahafta L'Reyach HaKamaycha, you know that even if you look, it won't be a problem. On Avram to say that he knew he never would look, oh, come on, he did look. The story happened. But it could mean that he knew that it wouldn't be an issue for him. Now, the Emma says, the Pshatim say that he knew already that she was Yafa, but he wasn't oymed on this. I wanted to say, Ulay Baderach Malitza, we said before that Avraham Avinu was Yoda as Boyroi when he was 3, but he was only Hikir as Boyroi when he was 48. After Avraham was Yoda, that Sarah was Yoifi. Over now when they're going down to Mitzrayim, it's Hikirba, and maybe there's like the two darbas of Yoda and Hikirba. Another Pshat I heard, it's based on a Hanukkah from the Goyim, very interesting Nakuda. Avraham Avinu knew that Sarah was Yafa. But we know Chazal say Ar Benoshim Yafa saw you, and there's a Gemara that says that Moshe on Esther, she really wasn't Yafa. Chut Shel Chesed Moshe Kole. And I don't know what the difference is, but it's not Yafa. But Etzem it's Chut Shel Chesed. Avraham Avinu, this is the Chap. He knew he looked before the Chasm. He knew Sarah was Yafa, but he always felt that it could be it's because of Chut Shel Chesed. Now I'll tell you two Nafkaminas in Chut Shel Chesed. The Eretz Nafkamina is Chut Shel Chesed. You don't see in a reflection. You only see it when you look at the Zachalein. If you see it in a reflection, the Medrash says that this time when he saw Sarah on the Derech, he saw her reflection in the water. In a reflection, you don't see the Chut Shel Chesed. And he saw in the reflection that she's Yofa, he realized that it's real Yoifi, and it's not just Chut Shel Chesed. Now, what's the Nafkamina? Though they're going down to Mitzrayim, we have a problem anyways. No, that's the second Nafkamina in Chut Shel Chesed. If someone's not Yofa and it's only Chut Shel Chesed, then you're going down to Mitzrayim, and your Yoifi is problematic, so it won't be a problem. The Chut Shel Chesed is not going to be L'royetz that it's going to cause you problems. If Be'etzem you're not Yofeh, and it's only a Chut Shel Chesed, so when you go down to Mitzrayim, the Chesed should be that they shouldn't see you as Yofeh. But now that he saw, Hine no yadati, he ishi yifas mara'at, he saw in the reflection that it's real Yofi, because in the reflection he wouldn't have noticed it. And he noticed that it was real Yofi. He says, now we have a problem going down to Mitzrayim. They say from the Baal Shem Tov that the Pshat is Fakert, Ki Ishi Yifas Mara'at. Avraham Avinu says, he never looked. Maybe he looked once before the Chasna, but he wouldn't have noticed it now either. He says, if he noticed it now, it must be because we're really getting close to Mitzrayim. And the Mokkim is Mashpia. The fact that he noticed Soros Yoif, he says, we have a problem now. We're getting close to Mitzrayim. And therefore, we have to work this out. You know, there's also an interesting Knech. It says, Vayihi Kasher Hikriv Lovay Mitzrayimah. They're getting close to Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu tells Sarah, start saying that you're my, that we're brothers, that we're not, you're not my wife, that we're brother and sister. Why is it Vahi Kasher Hikrav Lov in Mitzrayim? I heard once a mussel in Yeshivas Volozhin, there was a klal, there was a limitation of how many bachrim they were accepting. They had an acceptance policy. And the klal was, from big cities, maybe they would take three or four bachrim, but from a little derful or something, they would only take one or two bachrim, and then if you were from that little stot, shtetl, you find yourself a different yeshiva. This was the klalim. So you had sometimes a bachrim that was coming from a little derful, and he knew already that there's a bachrim or two in the yeshiva from that derful. So he was planning to come, in Brera, yeah, he was planning to come and say he's from somewhere else. Now, yeah, but if your name is Nachman Bialystoker, and everyone knows you're Nachman Bialystoker, and 2 minutes before you get to the yeshiva, you're going, yeah, ich bin Nachman Pinsker, you know, it's chlorized, it's a faker eye. A few days before, with the horse and wagon, as you're traveling, you already have to, when you get close to Volozhin, you already have to start pulling out your new Tugatahut and say, I'm from Pinsk, I'm not Bialystoker. So Avraham Avinu, the same thing, by Hikasher Hikriv Lovim Mitzrayim, when we get, you can't start the story now, they're going to husband and wife, the minute they get to the entrance of the city, they'll switch. No, Kasher Hikriv, we have to already stage the faker eye over here, from beforehand. Now, Stama Yediyah, the Etzem Yisoid, we spoke from the Marsha, and we're going to be using it, that he says that Avraham Avinu only started keeping the mitzvahs after Mila. There are rayas for it, and there are rayas connected. One of a Shtarka Yediyahs, a Medrash, not like the Marsha, the Lashon of the Medrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Lech Lecha says to him, Niklala HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAvram V'Karei Oyavoy, and he saw that he's Mekayim all the mitzvahs, Afivu Erev Tavshilin, Amalai B'mitzvoysai Atta Medakti Kolkach, Hinani mitzvah, say mi beis avicha b'farin lech lecha. You're keeping mitzvahs. This is at 75. This is way before. Look, like the medrash, and the medrash says atam akayim kol hamitzvahs afilo erev tavshilin. That's very clear that medrash is going that Avraham Avinu was keeping the mitzvahs even at a much earlier stage. The truth is, the Parashas Derachim himself also keseder goes back and forth on this issue. One of the interesting ideas that there's hagoyis from Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Parashas Derachim. And the Parashas Derachim, when he's bringing his dozens of rice, whether Avram is eat or not, it says later in the parasha that Avram Avinu is told, Kum la'arko l'rachba, go to the Oretz, and he's medayik that it was Kinyan Chazaka. And the Parashas Derachim says, L'chayra, Kinyan Chazaka is only for a yid, not for a goy. And he says, Elamai, you see that Avram Avinu had a din of a yid, not just l'chumra, but even l'kula, that you're allowed to rely on Kinyan Chazaka. And he says, look, Abi the Chakir, that Avram has a din of Yid. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Parashas Derachim. Yeah, but he says, but you yourself said a few times, quoting this Marsha, that he only had a Yid, the din of a Yid, anyways, after Bris Mila. This Kum La'arko L'rachba was beforehand. So the Shitosfa, how could you anyways use it as a right? I say, Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Hagois on the Parashas Derachim. Now, B'chalif and Avram Avinu's plan is to tell Sarah, tell them that we're not husband and wife, because if we are, v'hargu oisi v'oisach yichayim. There's a whole arichas here in the part of this Yosef. What did Avram think? Why would they kill him? Pashas, they would kill him because they don't want to be nichshal in eishes ish. So, okay, that's interesting, you know, we're looking at things. They're going to kill him. So the pshat is because to kill him is a one-time avera. But to be nichshal in eishes ish, if they're not going to kill him, is being nichshal again and again and again. This is like a shaila in the Gemara. What is it better to do? The Gabi Chilul Shabbos. It's interesting because there's a medrash on this pasuk that says it. What do you do if you have a choyla and you have two choices? He could eat nevela. He needs to eat a few kazesim of basar, pukuach nefesh. And the only basar available is nevela, and he'll be eating a few kazesim of nevela. That's a lot. Or is it better to shech the behemoth, which is skila, chilul Shabbos, but then it's going to be kosher meat? What's it better, one aveira of skila or a whole bunch of aveiras of nevela? The Medrash is alluding to this, that was the dilemma that Avraham Avinu was saying, that they're willing to kill me, but they don't want to be nichshal in eishes ish. Although it's a chiddush, I would have said maybe they just want to kill him to get rid of him. Not an issue of eishes ish or not, just if he's the husband. They just want him, out of the way. Vayhi riv, bein royei miknei Avram, bein royei miknei Loit, v'aknani v'aprizi az yoshev v'aretz. Rashi explains there was a vikuach. And the Parashas Derachim goes again, according to this mahalat that he's saying, that Loit was saying that Avram Avinu already made kinyan chazaka on Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have any other yarshim. The karka shayach to us, so we're not taking from Gezel. Everything is ours. And the answer back is Avraham Avinu was saying, no, v'haknani v'aprizi az yoshev v'aretz terem nitno. It wasn't given to him. Till when? Till matan toira, k'nisa la'aretz, klal yisro. Frek the achroinim, by kavura soro, Avraham Avinu tells the anshei ches, ger v'soyshev aloichimochem, im tirtzu areni ger, and areni toishav, the karka belongs to me. So that's a stira. That's a stira. Over here, Avraham Avinu is saying that the karka does belong to him. There's many truths that the Parashas Derachim talks about there, but he brings one Teretz based on Tyson Rosh Hashanah, that the gather of the Karak of Eretz Yisrael at that point before Knesset of Klal Yisrael to Eretz was that the Gidulim of the Karak didn't belong to Avram Avinu yet, but the Guf HaKarak belonged to him. So Mitzat to be Koyver Sarah, he has the Guf HaKarak is his. But Lagabi, what was Godel that the Royal Light wanted to eat from it, that wasn't his. At one point, they wanted to make a Peshawar and Harabayis, the United Nations. They wanted to say that maybe what's ever on top of the Karak belongs to the Muslims, and what's underneath the ground is this. I don't know if this is based on the Prussian's Rokham or not. I don't know if they have. You'll work it out with the Abram Accords. They'll figure it out. Now, Light goes all the way to Sidon. Vayehal ad Sidon. And there's a famous Medrash. The Medrash says, on the pasuk in Tehillah, Matzasi es David Avdi Heichan Matzasi Yisoy B'Sidon. David HaMelech is found over here in Sidon. It says V'hu Yoshev B'Sidon. B'Sidon is Soid Malchus Beis David. Light, Benois Light is David Rus Hamoyavia, and afterwards Rechavim is from Naamu HaAmoinis. The Soid of David is over here in Light, going down to Sidon. Oh, and then we get to World War I. The Milchama. A world war over here. Vayhibi me'amrofel melech shinar, aryach melech alasar, kedar lo'ayri melech elam, v'sidl melech goyim, asu Milchama, esbera melech stoim, v'rshem melech hamayra, 4 against 5, shtei me'sveshanam, a whole story. There's a gevaldik drosha from the Kliyakar in his sefer, not in the Kliyakar on Chumash, but he has a different sefer called Oyel Es Ephraim. He has a beautiful drosha about a bar mitzvah. He says, a child, a person, a human, be'etzim, there's always a mulchama. A person is made out of 4 physical yisoidos, basic concept. The arbi yisoidos are ofar, eish, mayim, and ruach. Everything is based on those 4 elements, more and less of the same, of the way it's process that everything is made out of, maybe more, maybe less, of Ofer, Eish, Mayim, and Ruach. And about the Beruchnius, a person has Chamisha Dargis of his Neshama, Naram Chai, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. And there's a constant war between the 4 and the 5. The 4 physical Yisoidus of Ofer, Ruach, Eish, and Mayim against the 5. And for 12 years until this Bar Mitzvah, there's no Yetzer Tov yet, and there's a Milchama. But of the Shloshes Reshona Maradu, then in the Shloshes Reshona, the Maradu, and finally in the 14th year, you go to Avram Avinu, who is the semel of the Seichel, and you're supposed to use your Seichel to be Mizgaber, the Neshama, and the Ruach above the Guf. And that's the Nitzachain of this Mulchama. He has a big Arichas that it's good for Rabbi Mitzvah Drosha, it's a good there, Herod B'Klal. The Mulchama of the 4 against the 5. Now, after this Mulchama, Light is taken captured. Now, it's interesting. It says over here, Vayobe HaPolit. Who's Polit? So Rashi brings Vayove HaPolit is Oig. One pshat is he was saved from the Milchama. He was a plato from the Milchama. But then Rashi brings another pshat. Why is Oig called Polit? He was Polit from the Mabel. And then Rashi fears Oig. What was Light's? What was Oig's? Like both pshatim, it means Oig. What was Oig's intention? Rashi, it's a separate shtickle. Well, he was miskaven that Avram should get killed in this war and then he'll take sorrow. But I think Stam in Hilchis Pshat, Mamish Ruah Hilchis Pshat, it's a connection to Rashi. If Polit means he was Polit from the Milchama, so then that's it. It makes sense. Oig, who's a mamish nitzel from the Milchama, came running. And that's it. Adkan. But then there's another chat. Polit means from the Mabel. Okay, that was a long time ago. Oig is mentioned many times in the Torah. He's not always called Polit. Why are we here, Dafka? Is he called Polit? So Rashi is a Polit from the Mabel. And he continues. Who was Polit from the Mabel? The Rephaim, those Bnei Anoshim that it says in the end of Bereshis that they saw B'Midai Sa'adam, those were people that wanted to take women. Oh, Zakrashi, like that shot, Miskaven, Shiara Gavram, he says, Sora. That's why he's being called the poet. Like the first shot, you don't need to add that. He's called the poet. There's a war going on. He's a poet from the Milchama. Like the second shot, he's a poet from the Mabel. Why are we bringing that up now? Zakrashi, no. A poet from the Mabel means he was one of those guys that were Mistakal and Noshim and wanted to take them. So, oh, that's the connection that he's called poet over here because that was his agenda. Now, Avraham Avinu goes and has a Milchama. He brings the 318 men. 318 is Gematria Siach. Siach is Tfilah. He takes the koyach of tefillah. Of course, Kepshuta, it means that he took 318 men. Although there's another pshat that he took Eliezer. Eliezer is Gematria 318. Another Gematria I saw is that Avram, without a hey, Avram has Bitochin. Bitochin is 75. He was told at 75 to get started, and he has Bitochin. Avram, 243, plus Bitochin, 75, is 318. Avram with Bitochin is the 318. Or Eliezer is the 318. Or Tfilah, Siach, is the 318. I know one thing that 318 isn't. Yiyush. Yiyush is 317. That he didn't have. He's above and beyond Yiyush. Now there's an interesting Zaf. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says that there was someone that stole, some Talmidei Yeshiva stole some wood and built a Sukkah. And he Safta, the Gemara says in Sukkah, came complaining to Rav Nachman. They took my Sukkah. Now Lamaisa, her taina was, I'm a bas of Avram Avinu who had 318 Avodim. And they're stealing my Sukkah. And the Mefarshim explained there's a connection. Rav Nachman Be'etzim said that the Bachar Ma'Potter, because it's Takonis Meirish, that she's probably Miyayish, she can pay her the money. But she was saying, no, I'm not Miyayish, I'm 318, Yish is 370. No, don't tell me, I'm not Miyayish, I'm Taka I'm not Miyayish, I wanted to give me back the Sukkah. I saw once a different shot, an interesting pilpul from the Kloisenberg Rebbe. He said, Zechet Tzadik Lebrach, he said this on Sukkot once, Tav Shalom Ches. The issue is Takonis Meirish, but still, if the Mishurah said, then you still have to give it back. So he says, this was the Cheshbon. Avram Avinu gave back the Rechush that he took from this Molchama. Why did he give it back? So there's a Machlaikis. Either because he went with Nimishurah Sadin, or because it was a Nes, and he didn't want to be Saimach on Mais and Nisim. And he brings it to Machlaikis in the Farshim. He says, what's a Tolian? If it was 318 soldiers, Mamish, so then it was Teva. And then he gave it back as a Nimishurah Sadin. If it means Eliezer, 318, and that's a Nes, then the Pshat, they didn't want to be Nana from Mais and Nisim. The Safta was screaming over it. He says, no, there was 318 Avodim. This wasn't the Nes. So why did Avram give it back? Because he went Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. You guys also, who stole my Schach, you should go Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. He has various other problems. Mamash Barichos, they went into this Gemara, what you want to take out of from this Gemara. It's Yedua that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld was very, very stark in Gematrius, and he had a tremendous koyach in this Inyan. And someone was once Mezalzel, and he says, what do you mean? You could win a whole war with a Gematria. Eliezer, one Gematria, you win the whole war. So you have to know, Mishnah Mezalzel line, what you could do, Taka with a Gematria. Yeah, there's a lot of other things in this whole parsha of Brisbane Absarim, Brisbane Habitarim. Milo. We asked the Kasha, let's touch the topic. It says that Avram Avinu was Nitzava on the Mila, and the question is, so why didn't he mal himself before? Now, Avada the Marsha says, because he only started keeping the mitzvahs after he was mal. Another pshat I saw is that Avram Avinu Be'etzim is a Ben Noyach. Again, he keeps mitzvahs, and again, all the other Torahs now are going that Avada, he was already keeping the mitzvahs beforehand. And nevertheless, we're coming to answer that he did mitzvahs already, but he wasn't doing Bris Mila. One pshat is because Avram Avinu, yes, is doing mitzvahs, but on the other hand, he's a Ben Noyach, and it's usher for a Ben Noyach to be choyvel in himself. Now, when he came at Silva, so it's Taka Bris Mila. But to do an Inyan of Kaim Kola Terakula against a Chiyav L'Hedyo as Ben Noyach, that it's usher for him to be choyvel. The Mizrahi, Rabbi Leah Mizrahi, brings a simple pshat that call that Godol HaMitzvah V'Oysa, Misha'ena Mitzvah V'Oysa, and Bris Mila is a mitzvah you could only do once. So to do it now when he's not being mitzvah, assuming and probably knowing, because he knew the whole Torah, that he's going to be mitzvah, so he waited to do it when he was mitzvah to be mekayim the inyan of God la mitzvah. I guess God la mitzvah is better than his reason on an eni mitzvah. Another chat they bring for the Brisker Rav is that the concept of doing bris mila is that you masalik your arlus. Until it was nitzstava, the mitzias of arlus wasn't there yet. The chiddush of mokam amila that it's considered an arlus was only nitzchadish with the tzivoy. Another chat is Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin brings. It says that Bamis, who is Mal Avram Avinu? You need a moyel. Who is his moyel? There's various pshatim. According to one medrash, it says in the pasuk v'charis imoy habris, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Mal him. So he couldn't be Mal himself before. He was waiting for the moyel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was the Mal, so he had to wait for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Mal him. But then he brings another pshat. He says Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin, who was Avram Avinu's moyel? Avram Avinu. And he says Bamis Yesh Lachker. Could a goy who wants to be Megayer be Mal himself? A goy is not allowed to be a moil, but he's going to mal himself and become a yid. Boim kachas. Can a goy be mal himself and be megayer himself boim kachas? No. Why? Because mila has two parts, mila and priya. And kalamol v'loy parak, yiluloy mo. And it's two separate stages. And when he's going to be doing the mila, he's still not megayer because he hasn't done priya. And that's why a goy, standard, cannot pull off the boim kachas. But, can Avraham Avinu do it? Watch. Calls man that he wasn't mitzvah at all, and he wants to be Mekayim the Inyan because he's Mekayim Kol HaTerakula. So he has to do Mila and Priya, and like any other guy through all the Doris, cannot pull off a boy in Kachas. But now, that he was mitzvah in Mila, and the Gemara says in Yevamah Stafayin Aleph, Loi nitna Priya, Avraham Avinu. Priya was only Nischadish in the times of Yeshua. Did Avraham Avinu do Priya? Yes, the Rishonim say why? Because Avraham Avinu Kayim Kol HaTerakula. Now, it's Meridik, he was able to mal himself. The Mila was a Lehedi de Katsivu, and it's a stage thing by itself. And yes, he was able to be mal himself with boyim kachas. And to the psu, he did priya nach demoicher. As kaim kol terakula, why not? But, Kolzman, he wasn't mitzvah yet. He wasn't able to mal himself because he wasn't yet mohul, and he wasn't able to be a moil. Which leads us to an interesting thing. Avraham Avinu, the pasuk says Mefurish, was not only mal himself, he was mal all the b'nei beis. In which order? According to Rabbi Shmuel, and the Emes Mefurish and the Arachaim, and most of the Mefurishim learn, Avraham Avinu was mal himself first, became mohul, and then was mal everyone else. I would even suggest, you have to say that, because as we said, the Gemara says in Yevamos that Avram, that lo nitna priya l'Avram Avinu. So why did Avram Avinu do priya? Because he was Mekayim Kol HaTerakula. But according to the Marsha, he only started keeping Kol HaTerakula after he did Bris Milo. So it can't be that he mal'd himself last, because if he mal'd himself last, then during that whole day, why was he doing priya to everyone? He's not keeping, didn't keep the mitzvahs yet. So it's obvious in Cheshbon that he first was mal'd himself, also did priya, became mitzvah and mitzvahs, and when he was mal, everyone else was mol oisam vipara oisam. But the Ramban argues, the Ramban Afanar here says, ain't tam shanimal avram b'tchila. Elavadai mol is called b'nei besoi t'chila. Umistam zimein lohem moyalim harbe. I don't know who these are, like there's a program you order from them. Zimein lohem moyalim harbe. And Avadi was mal himself last. The Ramban is obviously not going with this cheshbon. He was able to mal himself last. Now it's interesting because the Pirkei de Melazer and quite a few other midrashim say that Avraham Avinu's Mila was on Yom Kippur. And now we have a Shaila. Why was he Doich Yom Kippur? Mila Bismano is Doich Shabbos and Doich Yom Kippur. Mila Shaloi Bismano is not Doich Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Avraham Avinu's Mila was when he was 100 years old. Is it a Mila Bismano? Mila Bismano means when you're 8 days old. So B'shaite, I thought that maybe, yeah, Mila Bismano means the first day that you went Nitztaveh. For a baby, it's 8 days old. But Avraham Avinu, that right now is being Nitztaveh, is considered a bechina of Mila Bisman. A nice try, but the Marsha in the Dorim, where the Gemara in the Dorim says 11 members about the Mila of Mila, and one of them is Gedoyla Mila Shaloi Nikra Avraham Avinu Sholeim. In fact, the Marsha, what's the grace of look? He says, no, the chiddush is that even though it was a Mila Shaloi Bismano, and still he was Nikra Sholeim. So you see the Marsha names on that it has a bechina of Mila Shaloi Bismano, and the question is, so why was it Doyach Yom Kippur? The answer is, according to the Marsha, Lishitosoi, it wasn't Yom Kippur yet, it became Yom Kippur in the middle of the day, when he was Mal himself, and how did he do Priya on Yom Kippur? I'm not sure Priya involves Malacha. You have to ask a Moyel. But the pshat is that he was Mal himself. It became Yom Kippur. Now he's keeping the mitzvahs. He was Mal everyone else also. Why was he Mal everyone else? Because he was Mitzuvah Lehedya to Mal everyone else. He's keeping Yom Kippur because of an inyan of Avraham Avinu Kayim Kol HaTerakula, which started right now. He knows the Marsha. But, you heard it in the last issue. So the cheshbon is, the cheshbon is that even though it's Yom Kippur as an inyan of keeping Yom Kippur, but he still is able to mal all of them. Now, stam just tefirois in the Taich, we said a word that Avraham Avinu wasn't able to mal himself because he wasn't Orel. The tzura of an Adam is that kemat he's totally shalem, except for the mokam hamila with it. There's a kisoy that you have to take it off, and that's the Orla, silaka Orla. The Sfarim say that the Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the Or Agonas was in the Torah, and he was going as in the Mokam Hamila Be'etzim. And you have to be mitak in that, and then you can get to the Or. But I saw Meredith Kipshah. Avram originally was called Avram without a hay. That's 243. And then eventually he became Avraham, which is 248. The Gemara says in the Dorim already, it's because 248 is the 248 Evarim. Now, Avraham Avinu originally was Masak in 243 of his Evarim, but then eventually he got to the Darug of Avraham. The last five is Shnei Einayim, Shnei Oznayim, and the Mokam Hamilo. Pshat is Azoi, let me tell you something. If a person is totally Kemat Sholim, and we all are, we're B'nai Avraham Avinu, and we have to just be Masak in that Mokam Hamilo, but Avraham Avinu was starting the process from the beginning. What does it mean he wasn't an Orla? Fakir, the whole goof is one Orla. And he slowly was Misakin and he became Avram. And that was 243. And then again, he has to get to the Shlav when he's Misakin the last thing. And finally, he gets to the last mitzvah, which is Mila. And it's even more than that. Every mitzvah essay is connected one of the Eivarim. I don't have a race all the tifin yonim of which mitzvah shayach to which one. Shteltzach far, I know which one Mila is connected. Now, Avram Avinu wasn't able to mal himself because Avram Avinu came, even if you go now like the Marshal, that he was keeping mitzvahs already. But he was mechavin and understood from his guf what those mitzvahs are. I know which mitzvah he didn't understand yet. Mila, because he was an Orel. And that's goof of the thing. He can't know that until the Megalitim that that's what it is. And that's what happened. So when he was Nitztava, then he was able to be Misakin, the last five. He became Avraham. Umitzah says Avram Nemon Lefanerah.